escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time was called just a little late, and Lizardo's not happy about
JT,
that.
JT, go get him. JT, yeah, go get him. Go get him,
here comes
JT.
Rob.
I mean, he already started his windup.
You can't call timeout
after he
starts his windup. It's a bad job.
Now the second base umpire's coming in. He don't need to be in there either.
Yeah, that's not a good job by Willie Trainer.
Yeah, it was a terrible job by Willie Trainer. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I'm not one to usually blame the umps, like for a guy having a bad game or, you know, go too far with it. The players decide the game. That umpire last night, Willie Trainer, stunk. I mean, that timeout he gave Soto was ridiculous. Soto just walked out of the box as Lizardo's about to throw the pitch, and he's like, all right, I guess he called timeout. You can't do that. I understand why the Phillies were upset last night, including Jesus Lizardo. Scott Fransky, by the way, in the broadcast, was frustrated with Willie Trainer.
Yeah, I heard you could hear that in his voice.
You did, and it was a bad night for him. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop in. We got a lot to do here. Hughes Clues for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Delaware State against Norfolk State. Mike Vick and Deshaun Jackson's teams coming up in October. Of course, the Eagles Autism Foundation with Radiothon going on. You can text MIDDAY to 53209 to make a donation. There is a shirt designed by Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship you could pay $30 for. And, of course, all the different experiences. And the bids continue to rise, including have Hugh Douglas and myself come to your business or home and do a live broadcast. We would love to do that. And, of course, the sit-ins here for people in the studio. So many great things you can bid on. Hugh, let's hear from Jesus Lizardo, who was obviously frustrated last night with the umpire, Willie Trainer. This is as Lizardo walked off the mound, and he was taken out of the game. So the subsequent tossing of Lizardo was unnecessary by the umpire. But here is a little bit of what happened there.
Oh, he's whooping at the umpire.
Lozano's just been ejected from the game after being pulled from the game.
I believe he said something to the effect of, this isn't the minor leagues. Like
was it an F in front of him?
Yeah, a little colorful in there.
Yeah.
Grow up, this isn't the bleeping minor leagues.
And it's going to sound hypocritical coming from me. Mm. It is. I mean, I know that. But you can't. If you know it's a hostile environment, you can't give them more. You know what I mean? Like, that's the second time that we've seen meltdowns from our pitchers. You can't let that happen.
I agree. I will say he saved it he was already taken out of the game by Topper, right?
Yeah.
Like, throwing him out of the game was silly. It was performative, right? Like, he was already out of the game. If he had done that while he was still in the game, then I would agree with you. Like,
no,
you
got
to calm down. He was already coming out of the game.
But I'm more so talking about the uncharacteristic, I can't say that, performances of the Phillies for the last couple of nights. Because it's, you already know it's a hostile environment, right? And you know that there's probably going to be some home cooking. This is not the first time going up there that there's been some talk about home cooking.
Well, that's a good point. Also, you know, this is the same umpire that Ranger was all upset about in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
This guy, they think, is not cut out for the major leagues. He just became a big league umpire. He was in the minor leagues for a while.
And that's why they say what they say.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you have to anger you is to conquer you. And you can't allow that to happen. You can't allow the mics to be an issue. You can't allow, you know, mistakes that are made to snowball into more mistakes. I know it's hard to say, man, especially when you're a team that has been playing as well as you have. But this week has been, when you talk about some of the errors that were made by the Phillies going into this game, it's just been uncharacteristic of the way that they've been playing.
Yeah, I do agree with your larger point. They got to keep their composure, especially on the road.
Because knowing what you're working against, knowing that, because both of those games, Joe, when I look at them, the thing that really sticks out to me is it feels like somebody said, hey, man, if we keep it close and we just do what we do,
they're gonna
come unravel.
Yeah, I feel that too. So that's all true. I do like that Luzardo pitches with emotion, though, because a lot of the Phillies pitchers, like Nola, looks like you couldn't tell if he has a heartbeat or not.
Yeah.
Now, he's good most of the time, or has been in his career, but he doesn't show emotion. I like that Luzardo pitches with some emotion. I appreciate that from him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's hear from Jesus Luzardo, because it sounds like he doesn't think he pitches with a lot of emotion. He thinks he's calm out there. Let's hear Luzardo after the game last night.
Not really an emotional guy. Pretty calm out there for the most part. Just when I think something's not fair, I'll make sure to stick up for it. And I think that what happened there was, I didn't think it was right, at least in my eyes. But like I said, I said my piece and we moved on from it. So that it is what it is.
What was the explanation you got?
He told me I stopped in my windup at some point, and then he called time. I told him I didn't stop, and that was it. I wasn't gonna sit there and argue anymore. There was no point.
Copium.
I like how he says I'm not emotional. Every time he pitches, he's pumping his fist. He's screaming as he comes off the
mound.
That's
a little emotional.
He's emotional. All right, let's hear from Topper on Luzardo. It sounds like Topper agrees with me. Luzardo is emotional.
A lot of emotion from Luzardo out there. Mm-hmm. Are you impressed at least that he was able to kind of...
Yeah, after the Soto thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've seen him a couple times this year where... Because he's an emotional guy. He wants to win. He wants to do well. Where it's kind of... snowball on him, but he got it back and he was good. He was really good for four innings. Fifth inning got away from him.
All right, so we have the manager saying he is emotional. We have the pitcher himself saying, no, I'm not really an emotional guy. So my eyes tells me he is emotional.
Well, it sounds like he don't know what the word emotion means.
Well, maybe he thinks he's keeping it in check, but he's not quite. He's getting tossed from the game last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think Kyle was about to say something smart. I thought he was about to say something about me when I was talking about, you know, copium.
No. Well, the copium thing was annoying earlier, being honest.
Yeah.
I'm still
steaming from that.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone calls here. Can the Phillies salvage this thing by just getting one tonight? I say yes. Hugh Douglas, a wet blanket over here, is like, no, the Phillies stink. All right. Billy is up next on WIP. Hey,
oh,
Billy.
Billy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Billy.
First time, long time.
Oh, we appreciate you, Billy.
Appreciate another show.
Thank you, Billy. What are you thinking today?
Well, I got a couple thoughts on the past two games. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me watching has been the Mets are just more ready. The Phils haven't really been playing like it's playoff baseball. The Mets are against the wall a bit. So they're showing up. We're not. And I feel like it's reflective in a couple defensive plays we've had. There's been like one that stood out to me each night. The one two nights ago with Harper throwing the ball a little bit late on the pickoff, led to a couple runs. And then last night, I believe the game was tied and Bader just airmails the throw home. That turns into a couple more runs. They got to tighten up on those little plays. And I feel like in the playoffs, one play like that can completely alter the outcome.
Well, it can. It's in the playoffs, Billy. It's little things, right? I mean, the gap between Milwaukee and whoever the sixth team, let's just say the Mets in the playoffs, it's not that big, right? They're all pretty good. There's none of these teams are like the best team ever. Like, they're all good teams, and you're right. The little things tend to win and lose these games, and the Phillies. And that was you. I'm glad you brought up the Bader one. We hadn't brought that up today. That was an underrated moment that just was and really, I think they brought up in the broadcast. He probably shouldn't even thrown through to home. He was very unlikely to get him, even with a good throw. I don't think he gets him at all.
Exactly. Yeah, he airmails it. If he hits the cut, they don't advance two bases. The base isn't open. I believe Lizardo ultimately walked the next guy, and then he got pulled. So completely different way. He pitches the next batter if the double play is still intact, yada, yada. So it completely can completely alter how the game plays out.
Yeah, and these are simple things, right? It's one thing to say, hey, we got to hit more home runs. Right, and the Bryce thing the other night, I know he's still, I guess, technically, you know, it's not his natural position, but he's played there long enough. You got to know, you got to throw that ball before. I mean, he was almost at second base with Stott when he tossed the ball. That one was not a good one. All right, Billy, you got a guess for us for Hughes Clues?
I don't, honestly. Okay. I thought I did. Hugh, I'm sorry. The clues just haven't been something I can think of. So I'm stumped right now.
You stumped.
That's an indictment.
It's on Hugh.
It's not. It is. Good job, Billy.
Billy's a longtime listener. He's been listening for a while.
Yeah,
waiting.
But Billy, just give a guess. Throw it out there. See what you think. See what you might get lucky.
Sharon Osbourne.
All right, that's not a terrible
guess.
Not a bad guess. I mean, who knows? Maybe she had a facelift, but it's not her. That's not the.
Oh, she did have a facelift.
Okay, but did anyone wake up with Sharon Osbourne when they were?
I don't think so.
Like,
if we're going with the morning TV theme, then.
Yeah.
Well, she was on morning TV?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's possible.
I think she may have had a talk show. Everyone famous gets a talk show at some point on TV.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of famous and maybe getting his own talk show one day, Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
What's up there, Joe? You want me to...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call Wendelstedt about that umpire last
yes,
time.
Yes, get Wendelstedt on the horn, Hunter Wendelstedt.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to because I was watching the beginning of that game, and that boy he blew some calls, man. They were right there. So you know, I gotta do something. I'm tired of laying back. I gotta speak up for myself and my team. You know.
Well, are you speaking up as a Phillies fan or an umpire? I mean, because you are an umpire.
Why not both?
Dude, of course I'm an umpire.
Of course.
And the only reason I'm not okay with Alan Porter and the rest of these okay boys is that because of my diabetes and weather conditions and all, and that's why. You know, I mean, I could have taken the test, you know, like a year or two ago. You know what I mean? All I got to do is pass the test, and I'm in. I was 6 points.
What do you mean? You could have been a big league umpire?
Yeah, he's got to do
something. Of course he could.
Yeah, all I had to do was take the test. The test I had taken, I because I was down there with my mom taking care of her. I didn't study for their test. And a lot of the stuff that they put in there on those tests are ridiculous anyway.
Herb, so, what would your strike three call sound like?
Strike three?
No, you got it. Oh, there it is. See, I need a little energy.
They're going to hear me. Dude, I'm one of the loudest umpires around. They're going to hear me, bro.
You heard.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, Herb, would you have a quick hook? Like if a manager started chirping and arguing?
Or Lizardo last night.
Yeah, like Lizardo says you bleep in minor leagues. Yeah, what would you do?
What I do, okay, if they chirp or whatever, okay, I point at them, I look at them, or whatever, if it's the pitcher or whatever, don't do it again.
Or else.
I give you one chance. Next time you open up your mouth, you're gone. At the meeting at the plate, okay? That's what I tell them. When I did perfect game and I did high school, like down Catholic League, all that stuff, I would tell them, I don't want to hear no noise. Otherwise, I'm going to warn you once, and the second time, you're gone.
You heard
okay?
it.
I've thrown a few people out.
Wow.
I could see that. I could see you throwing some Phillies out. Yeah.
I've thrown some coaches out.
Well, good. I mean,
play with me.
You got to take control of the game, Herb. Otherwise, it's just...
I know. Yeah. The only reason that kid got moved up, I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because he's like... That dude is like over 6 foot. He's like... He looked like... he looked when he stood up, he looked like he was about 6'1 or 6'2. He ain't had no muscle on him because I'm looking at his arms. They were like skinny, like yours, Joe.
But is I did catch a stray. But Herb, is that a requisite for being an umpire? Big arms.
Well, I mean, it's like a lot of guys.
Have you seen Herb?
Listen,
I have.
Don't look at Jim
his
Wolf.
Legs.
You got no legs.
Hey, Joe, you know who Jim Wolf is?
Yeah, of course I know Jim Wolf.
Well, okay, who was his brother, Joe?
I forget his name.
Yeah, his brother pitched for the Phillies, Randy Wolf.
Oh, I didn't realize they were brothers. Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't know that? They're brothers. Listen.
What does that have to do with the arms of the umpire?
He's a bodybuilder. He's a bodybuilder, dude.
Command respect.
I don't know.
Jim Wolf looks like a fullback. Jim Wolf.
I remember Jim Wolf, the umpire. I know, but... I'm confused at why I'm a little lost on this one.
Hold on, he knows.
What do you mean you're lost, Joe? I'm telling you what it is, dude. I've been.
What do their arms
umpires.
Have to do with it? So this guy's got big arms or small arms, Willie Trainer?
Trainer, skinny dude.
Well, how did
man.
He make it
he's
then?
A punk.
How did he's a punk. You saw
he
what you saw what he did last
his
night.
Size, because he's tall.
Oh, tall.
Like tall.
I get it.
Guys.
Punk is so strong.
They like tall guys.
Willie Trainer's a punk here. I mean, you see those calls last night.
Come on, big guy.
The guy, you know, what's his name from Canada that mm-hmm. I worked with down there in Daytona Beach.
Who's
the
that?
Guy that was the Stu Sherwater. He's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He's like about 6'4", 6'5". And then my other guy, he's the crew chief now. He's like 6'6", 6'7". He's the tallest one.
Are they all this tall? Have I never noticed this in almost 40 years?
They're not all tall. It's the position.
Joe West has big arms?
Gotta be buff, Joe. Not unlike you.
The big arms, if you get hit by a foul ball,
I've never heard
that's protection.
They all look like regular guys. You know they're wearing padding. All right, we appreciate it. Has anyone else ever noticed this? Do umpires have big arms?
Ed Hockley. But that's
football.
I mean, have you seen Herb?
I see. Well, that's why
Herb got little legs, though.
Well, because he works out the upper body.
Yeah.
Not so much the lower body.
He's all glamour muscles.
That's right.
Glamour
muscles. All right. We got some breaking NFL news we got to pass along. Hugh, it does involve the Philadelphia Eagles. So a couple weeks ago, it seemed like the Eagles would be on the short end of the Rashee Rice suspension situation because mm-hmm,
he'd be back.
Well, he was scheduled to do a hearing at the end of September,
mm-hmm.
And that one would determine his fate, you know, how long he would be out.
Suspended.
Well, that one has changed. So instead of pushing this thing back to the end of September, he's accepting a deal now. It sounds like Rashee Rice, according to Tom Pelosso, is accepting and will serve a 6-game suspension to start the 2025 regular season. So he'll miss the opener against the Chargers, game two against the Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jaguars, Lions before returning. So Rashee Rice, six-game suspension, and that affects that Eagles game in week two.
That's good.
That's
great. He's not going to be out there, so we can figure out what our corner's going to do.
Better win that football game now.
Yeah,
gotcha. Looks like each of our first four opponents might be a little weak.
No Micah, no Rashee.
Stafford banged
Stafford
up.
Issues.
Now, Kristen, I think Godwin was a question mark, but they activated him.
Wirfs.
Wirfs, I think, is, yeah.
The excuses are drying up here.
Well, a slow start is unacceptable.
Eric in Germantown is up. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, guys?
Eric, what's up, buddy?
First of all, I want to go on record and say I don't believe that anybody in my family was tampered with by Hugh.
Good. That's good. We need more of those callers.
Wait
a minute, Eric. The tampering sounds so bad. I mean,
it sounds accurate, actually.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I mean, Hugh's a stand-up guy, but I just got to go on record.
Yeah, we don't want Hugh tampering family. I mean,
that's not nah,
family members.
He's a big boy, man. And second, I'm going to go straight in, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, woke up every day. You gave me something just a minute ago with a talk show. I'm going to say Ricky Lake, man.
Ricky Lake
is not a bad guess.
It's a good one. It's not the answer, Eric, but it is a good one.
I might have strayed. I might have led people astray.
Oh, okay.
You did.
The business. I want to know what you guys think about Howie Roseman, how on point he is. We talk about him sometimes. We criticize him, but I think there's a particular kind of standard and there's a particular kind of professionalism and knowledge that Howie Roseman brings that we don't see with, Mattingly, with the Phillies. I think there's a really, really big contrast here. And our expectations, I think, shouldn't be as high. This is my take on it. When it comes to player development and selection for the Phillies and the Eagles, Howie Roseman and not so much Sirianni, but Howie Roseman really gets into, we heard him talking yesterday mm-hmm. about the acquisition and signing on the offensive line. And he really gets into it, and he can give you a deep dive if you want. But when we're talking about Phillies, I agree with the caller a few callers ago. My expectations aren't that high, and it has so much to do with player development and what we don't see front office down. So I think that Phillies, there's like a top-down issue. And I don't think that, you know, we can ask for so much from the players. I mean, Bryce Harper's a career, 279, 280 hitter. He's not the clutch guy that you're going to see like a Manny Ramirez in the playoffs. I mean, you knew that guy was a problem coming up. Miguel Cabrera, these dudes were problems. You couldn't pitch around them in the playoffs.
So to your point on the player development, I think that aspect I totally agree with you on. The Eagles just better at it. I mean, Eric, that roster came out yesterday. I noticed there's seven undrafted free agents. I mean, we talk about all the areas the Eagles have gotten better, you know, getting kids out of the SEC. They also, they find diamonds in the rough, and the Phillies don't do that as well. And that's why, like, look, Bohm and Stott, they're okay, but they were first-round picks. They're supposed to be really good players, and they're just okay.
Yeah, but and there's nothing what is coming in the future? What do we see in the future? Like, where is the development? And that's why I don't put it on the players. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, runners left in the scoring position. That's horrible. I mean, we're horrible. We don't move the ball. I know majors, you don't talk about small ball, but there's nothing exciting. I mean, Harper took off and got caught stealing. It's like, oh, we're being aggressive.
Yeah, and it wasn't good. No, I mean, you bring up some fair points. Eric, man, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. I mean, the Eagles are better. I mean, there's a reason why they're a more successful team. All right, we'll get you a third clue here after the break. This one should put you in the right direction. I could tell the people out there need some help. Your phone calls to the Phillies. Plus, we didn't get to this yesterday, but we need to get Hugh's reaction to a hilarious interview with a former Philly from the other day. It might be nice to have this guy in the bullpen right now. He's not here anymore. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.